Well, the great American eclipse of 2024 has come and gone now, and it really was a magnificent sight if you were able to behold it. But what happens now that it has passed? Hello, everyone. I'm James Lasher with Charisma Media. There has been a lot of theories floating around in the days and months leading up to the eclipse. So what can we take away from it? No, the world did not end, nor did the rapture take place, yet the message being preached by many says that this eclipse was a sign for repentance, specifically for America. It does not take any great insight or discernment to realize that the entire world needs to repent of our sins before God. But America in particular has been abandoning the godly principles on which the nation was founded and has instead adopted the ways of the world. Would this then lead to a season of judgment if the nation does not repent? Even looking at the total solar eclipse that took place on April 8th as a sign of repentance has seemed to strike the nerves of many Christians who do not believe that there is any significance in the event whatsoever. Well, let's just look at a comparative scenario and see what the Lord has done in the past when a geographic location was facing God's judgment for its sin. The lesson of Jonah and the repentance of Nineveh has been on the forefront of many people's minds prior to the eclipse. And it is fair to say America needs God's forgiveness just as much as did the great city to which God sent Jonah. When the prophet Jonah finally obeyed the command of the Lord, after spending 3 days in a giant fish, that is, he called the city to repentance, and according to the word of God, he said this, "In 40 days' time, Nineveh will be overthrown." And what happened when he obeyed the Lord? The city heeded his words and believed God. They began a fast. They put on sackcloth, and even the king of the city sat in ashes. They humbled themselves with repentant hearts before the Lord. Whatever you may believe about the eclipse and what it may or may not represent does not take away at all the lesson that comes from reading the Bible and learning about the importance and power of repentance. This is something all Christians should be able to agree on. But why would it matter that an event like the eclipse is the method that draws people to this realization? If it points you to the Bible, to the Word of God, why dismiss it as irrelevant? Bishop Alan Didio of Encounter Today makes an excellent point in a recent sermon regarding this. So let's take a listen.
Crossing over in a place called Little Egypt, as it passes through at least seven Ninevehs. How many of you remember the story of Jonah? If it's crossing seven cities called Nineveh, then we should ask, what's the wisdom that we could find in Nineveh? Well, that sounds crazy to kind of go after those details. Listen, if it's in the Word, it doesn't matter what got you to the Word. Am I talking too plain for you? It doesn't matter what got you to the Word so long as it takes you to the Word. And what happens when we go and look at Nineveh? Are we gonna be worse off because we saw, hey, it's going through seven Ninevehs. Let's go see what the Bible says about Nineveh. Are we going to be worse off because of that? Or are we worse off by saying, oh, that's nothing and not going to the Word at all, which is what? Nineveh, the only missions trip in the Old Testament that we know of. Get your eye back on the mission, which is the Great Commission, to get the life of God in the heart and the soul of humanity. Get it in the forefront of your prayers. Get it in the forefront of your heart. This is the mission of the Great Commission, to get the life of God in the heart of humanity, and He wants to use you to do it.
That is our mission, the Great Commission. It all points back to Jesus. It is not pointing to the skies or the heavens for guidance. We do not follow the ways of astrology, but Jesus Himself said that there will be signs. It's all about paying attention to what is going on around us and comparing these things, these events, to what the Word of God says and what lessons we can learn from the Bible and grow deeper in our relationship with our Creator, our Lord, our Savior. Pastor Troy Brewer of Open Door Church explains the significance of heeding the words of Jesus given to us in the Bible. Take a look.
Because this is the word of the Lord. You know, Jesus Christ made all of these things, and God Almighty rules from His throne over the heavens and over the earth. And Jesus himself actually said there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and within the stars. And so, no, it is a tremendous sign. And you, and brother, you hit the nail on the head whenever you said it, that when God prophetically speaks to the sun, he's speaking to the Gentile nations, but he's actually just speaking to the nations, right? The Gentiles, that's why our Gregorian calendar is based off of the prophetic marker of the sun. When God's speaking through the moon, he is speaking to his covenant people, which means it's either going to be Israel or it's strictly going to be the church. And then when God speaks through the stars, he's speaking to his children of inheritance. So he told Abraham, come here, I want to show you the plan. This is what your seed looks like. And he shows him the stars.
The truth of the matter, according to the word of God, is that no one knows the day or the hour of Jesus's return, but we are called to be ready. If we are not ready for his return, the Bible says we will be left behind. In the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 foolish virgins believed that the bridegroom was coming. They did not dispute this, but they were not prepared. Their hearts were not in the right place. If it takes an eclipse to get people to start talking about the importance of repentance, so be it. Like Bishop Didio said, what does it matter the avenue that gets people into the Word as long as they are getting into the Word? Jesus warned us not only to be prepared for his return, but to watch for it as well. This means we have to be paying attention to what is going on in the world around us and look at these events through a biblical lens. Read about prophecy in Isaiah 17 and Ezekiel 38 and 39. Read the entire book of Revelation, because it says in the first chapter that you will be blessed by doing so. It will also give you biblical wisdom and insight into the days that are ahead. And with that knowledge, discern the times that we live in today. Look, the world is not going to just up and end. God lays out for us the pathway to the end times in the book of Revelation. Read it and do not fear the times we are in, but be more than conquerors, because we know that Jesus is triumphant and that he is going to return one day. In the meantime, fulfill the Lord's command and answer the Great Commission. Live a life of victory, power, and love. And if the events such as the Great American Eclipse occur, praise the Lord for the beauty, awe, and power of his majesty. I'll leave you with Psalm 19, verse 1 through 4, a psalm of David, and how the heavens declare God's glory. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night declares knowledge. There is no speech, and there are no words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. I'm James Lasher with Charisma Media. May God bless you and keep you.